This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, January 9th. God's word to you today is Step Back. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 from the NAB, and it says, "So whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come." In order to cheer up when change looks distant, you must stop and appreciate the Master's work. And sometimes that means celebrating the little things. A woman practically dragged her husband to my office because she was convinced he needed counseling. The problem was, even when she's sitting right beside him, her husband could not help looking at beautiful women. On this particular day, however, she had seen the beautiful woman from a distance and was watching to see what her husband would do. Her husband did not turn to look at the woman as usual, but she saw his eyes move. This man used to turn his neck before. Now it is only his eyes. Change has happened, and we have to celebrate it. Do not get me wrong. I'm not endorsing men with roving eyes. What are you looking for when you have already married the most beautiful woman in the world? The truth is, when we celebrate the little gains, it gets reinforced and it becomes big. When you appreciate what God is doing in your life, you have an inexplainable joy. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 from the NAB says, "So whosoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come." If in your life you cannot say the old has passed away and the new has come, I suggest you consider your walk with God. Why? Ezekiel 36 verses 26 to 27 from the Message translation says, "I'll give you a new heart, put a new spirit in you. I'll remove the heart of stone from your body and place it with a heart that's God-willed, not self-willed. I'll put my spirit in you and make it possible for you to do what I tell you and live by my commands." A lot of people are too self-willed. But when we come to God, God gives us a new heart. He puts a new spirit within us. Zephaniah 3 verses 16 to 17 says, "On that day, the announcement to Jerusalem will be, 'Cheer up, Zion, don't be afraid, for the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs.' On this day, the announcement to you will be, 'Cheer up,' and so shall it be, in Jesus' name. Amen." Are you struggling with embracing the big picture? Or have you embraced the big picture but cooperating with God makes you uncomfortable? Do you find it difficult to accept your unique path, to accept the fact that everybody's journey and the story is different? Or is your struggle with appreciating what God is doing in your life? This is not about someone else encouraging you, but about you seeing the beauty of what God is doing in your life. Jesus himself says to us in John 16 verse 33 from the God's Word translation and the Contemporary English Version, "In the world you will have trouble, but cheer up, I have defeated the world." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I choose to embrace the big picture, cooperate with the master artist, accept God's unique process for me, and appreciate the master's work. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.